This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, July 10, 2010. A Centurion's Faith. The passage is from Luke 7. I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed. Some people say we live in a time of indifference, irresponsibility, and apathy. But in today's reading, we encounter someone with a little different attitude. A centurion who cared deeply for someone in his circle of responsibility. This officer of the Roman army had a servant. This servant, who was certainly not in the same class as a centurion, was seriously ill. The centurion had heard of Jesus' healing power, so he asked some elders of the Jews to serve as messengers and request Jesus' help. In Jesus' day, there was serious tension between the Romans who ruled and the Jews who were ruled. But the care shown by the Roman centurion to his servant gives us a glimpse of his character. He had earned the respect and admiration of the Jewish community. That's evident from the willingness of the Jewish leaders to bring the request of this man to Jesus. The centurion also received praise from Jesus. I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. Jesus commanded a Gentile as a model of faith for God's own covenant people. Do we have the kind of faith that inspires us to action for those needs for our neighbors? Or do we remain complacent and unmoved by the needs of those around us? James 2, verse 17 says, "Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." Let's pray. Father, forgive us if we have overlooked the suffering of our neighbors. Move us to action in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.